With Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifying before Congress about Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election on behalf of Donald Trump, and whether Trump subsequently obstructed justice as president by trying to impede the prosecutor's investigation. Trump says he has no intention of watching the nationally televised Mueller hearing, or maybe only snippets of it. He insists the hearings are a waste of time and that he has been exonerated of either colluding with the Russians or interfering with Mueller's investigation. Mueller reached no conclusion whether Trump obstructed justice. Mueller pointedly said that if his team had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, he would have said so, but they did not say so. Boris Johnson will replace Prime Minister Theresa May when she steps down Wednesday. Britain's Conservative Party announced Tuesday that Johnson won the election to be its new leader and become the country's next prime minister.
I know some wag has already pointed out that Deliver, Unite and Defeat was not the perfect acronym for an election campaign, since unfortunately it spells dud. But they forgot the final E, my friends. E for energize. And I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do.
Johnson defeated Jeremy Hunt in the voting that ended Monday night by a nearly 2-1 margin. Johnson replaces Prime Minister Theresa May, who leaves office following repeated failures to deliver Britain's exit from the European Union. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The UN Refugee and UN Migration Agencies have welcomed a decision by European states to end the arbitrary detention of refugees and migrants in Libya. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from